Many trapping brigades paved the way for future overland migrants. Travelers used the brigade's trails, and the forts were critical stopping places on their way west. More important, reports by fur trappers and missionaries about the West encouraged many Americans to emigrate to the far West. In the early 1840s especially, news of the rich soils and mild winters in Oregon's Willamette Valley spurred mass overland migration. Throughout the 1840s, new trails were blazed to the far west to carry hundreds of thousands of Americans and immigrants into the region. In 1846, pioneers branched off from the Oregon and California trails and created a route to southern Oregon and northern California that they hoped would be a less dangerous path. Known as the Applegate Trail, it ended up being one of the most challenging of all the trails west. The scene before you illustrates the difficulty of this cross-country journey. An immigrant family has paused at Rabbit Hole Spring at the edge of the Black Rock Desert in northwestern Nevada. In the summer, the heat exceeds 100 degrees, and the small muddy pool at the spring to your left is the only water before the harrowing crossing of the Black Rock, a 100-mile-long, shimmering, sun-baked remnant of an ancient lakebed. The crossing was so difficult that many families discarded possessions along the way to lighten their load. Around the spring are discarded trunks, clocks, dishware, and instruments.
The road was, generally speaking, very good, and it was cool and pleasant, so our animals traveled on at a very fair gait. Until about daylight, when two or three of them began to fail. And as we had no water for them and did not know when we would get to the spring, I feared we would lose them.
From a diary of an overland migrant crossing the Black Rock Desert in 1849. The family in front of you is experiencing a typical problem. The extreme dry climate has shrunken the wooden parts of the wheel, and the iron tire has begun to slip off. To fix the wheel, the wagon has been partially unloaded so that it can be jacked up and the wheel removed. To repair the wheel, wooden wedges are driven between the wheel's iron tire and wooden rim to help hold it together. Take a minute to look at the possessions this family has brought with them. Almost all are utilitarian. Chests hold clothing and bedding. Ceramic jugs hold molasses and corn whiskey for medicinal purposes. A kitchen box holds cooking utensils for cooking meals along the trail. The spinning wheel and spiked heckle process flax into linen for clothing. The load of tools and bars of iron in and under the wagon are a blacksmith's tools and the means of making a living out west. Barrels are filled with cornmeal, flour, salt pork, and rice for food on the trail and the first year in their new home. A pair of gold pans in the wagon suggests that the family might also try its hand at mining in northern California and southern Oregon. In the case behind you, you'll find artifacts of the westward migration. Pause the player to examine these and then press play as you enter the next scene.